Hey guys, what's going on? You're listening to ReviewAday.ca. I'm your host, Mike the Birdman Dodd from ThisWeekInGeek.net, and you can hear me most recently on Video Game Sophistry on Edge 102.1 in Toronto, or you can check out the podcast if you go to the website. Well guys, the last time I wrapped, we took a look at Warner Brothers and Rocksteady's Batman Arkham Knight, and you know what? I actually just beat that game on Nightmare mode, so hard mode. And of course, I still haven't beaten the Riddler sections because, you know, torture's fun. But no, seriously, you had a fantastic time with that game. You should totally check it out. And if you do beat that game on Nightmare, you really do feel like a badass version of Batman. Because, hey, it's no kids trek through the park. Speaking of parks, we're going to be looking at LEGO Jurassic World coming to us from Warner Brothers and the good folks over at Traveler's Tales, the same guys that have made every LEGO game pretty much ever. So, where do I start with this review? Well, I've actually been a huge fan of the Jurassic Park franchise since pretty much the first movie came out all the way back in the 90s. In fact, this is one of the first movie franchises I actually saw in theaters multiple times. I remember seeing Jurassic Park in the fifth grade. So I probably must have seen, I think I saw it in theaters about 10 times. I also remember it specifically because of the McDonald's Jurassic Park food tie-in with the Jurassic Triple Cheeseburger. That's right, I'm a fat kid. Let's deal with that. But no, seriously, I've played almost every single game in the Jurassic Park library. I've even beaten the Sega CD version of the game, which was a point-and-click adventure. The last LEGO game, or the last Jurassic Park game I played, rather, was the one that came from Telltale a couple of years ago, which was that adventure game. And I honestly thought that was actually pretty cool. So I had pretty high hopes going into this one, the fact that I can play all the way from Jurassic Park all the way to Jurassic World, which I actually just saw in theaters last week, hence why this review is taking a little bit of time. And, well, I've got some mixed feelings on this one, because one hand, I love the Jurassic Park franchise. I love the adventures of Dr. Alan Grant, Dr. Ian Malcolm, to a lesser extent, the third movie, which I really like to pretend didn't happen. But then again, dinosaurs downtown San Diego, what are you going to do? But then again, we have trained raptors and Star-Lord working with John Connor's wife. But anyway, so going through this experience, it kind of, I don't know whether maybe I'm just burned out on the LEGO franchise, or maybe I just am not thinking objectively with this one, because you know what? I did have some fun with this, but I'm also really starting to see some wear and tear in the LEGO formula, in which, you know, it's pretty much been the same game for like years, but that doesn't mean that it's not good and doesn't mean that it's not fun. It's just, I find this kind of an odd choice. But I'll finish that up when I get to my final thoughts for this review. So, for the gameplay / storyline. So, for gameplay, it's a LEGO game. You run around, you break bricks, you collect studs to buy and unlock more characters, vehicles. But you can also smash blocks in the stages to build things, be it like a dinosaur seesaw sort of thing. Or, you know, solve a puzzle. Stuff like that. But there's also chase sections, etc., etc. But the cool thing is here, you can actually play as the dinosaurs, like the raptor, the Dilophosaur, the Parasaur, the Compi, which name I can never quite pronounce. I'm pretty sure you can play as the Pachycephalosaurus, the one with the domed head that beats things up. Stuff like that. And for the most part, it actually can be a lot of fun. But it's the same LEGO you've played for quite some time. Each character may have a different ability, like perhaps they can unlock a gate, they can slice through vines, they might be really agile, they might have a gun, they might have a grappling hook, stuff like that. And, you know, it's the same formula they've come to know and love. Now, each movie is split up into a couple of different sections. Generally, five levels comprising of, like, two or three different sections per. And it should take you, like, just over an hour and a bit to beat each section to go through the game. For a gameplay total of, like, 6-7 hours, depending on how quickly you're doing it, or whether you're going for extras. Of course, you get extra stuff like gold bricks and mini kits where you can use to build other stuff. And, you know, like I said, it's a LEGO game. There's not a whole lot here you haven't seen before over the past, like, 20 different versions, from Lego Batman to The Hobbit to superheroes to Lord of the Rings to Indiana Jones. You know what you're in for. So, although playing as the dinosaurs is a lot of fun, though. I don't think you get to do it nearly enough. It's more fun to run around as the dinosaurs in free play than it is anything. And I think free play is where a lot of the fun is to be had here. Because some of these sections, the ones I had the least amount of fun with was probably the back half of The Lost World and almost all Jurassic Park 3 I didn't much care for. I really liked Jurassic World and I really liked Jurassic Park. But that's probably because I have such a love affair with it, though. In terms of what else to expect here, I find there's a lot less combat than there has been in previous versions. Yeah, I especially noticed this in Jurassic World. Or not Jurassic World. The Lost World, rather. That's not necessarily a bad thing. There's a lot more of a focus on puzzle solving here. There actually were a few times where either I'm too old or just didn't get it. I actually had to look up what I was not doing or whether I wasn't using a certain character's special ability. But there are also sections in this game where the game will glitch and you can get stuck, forcing you to restart, which can be an utter and total pain in the ass. But let's move on to graphics for this game. This game looks great. I mean, it's a Lego game, so it's hard for it to not look good. The real charm is in how they present some of the scenes. Like, for example, when the lawyer, Mr. Gennaro, gets eaten by the T-Rex. Yeah, he gets eaten by the T-Rex, but he takes a toilet brush with him and cleans the T-Rex's teeth every time the T-Rex opens its mouth in the first one. Or in the second one, one of the raptors will beat up Sarah Harding, Julianne Moore's character, but she'll take the raptor will take the hair off of Julianne Moore and look all pretty. And there's some really funny visual gags here, and the Lego series has never been short on humor. In fact, that's the Lego series' strongest point. In fact, I'm actually really surprised how well they took the serious nature of Jurassic Park and make it funny with Legos. In fact, this would be one of the franchises I would never have suspected for Lego, simply because it's so human-centric. The dinosaurs are the only thing that really makes it stand out. I mean, yeah, it's dinosaurs, but how do you make that interesting outside of, you know, just running around fighting them? But no, here there's some genuinely funny parts of them, and I really appreciate how well they recreate scenes from the movie. However, though, you will notice certain scenes happening out of order, and that's more so when it comes to the dialogue, but I'll talk about that in just a minute, though. But, like I said, overall the game looks great. I love the little details they put onto things, how well they've been able to recreate certain vehicles in the Jurassic Park colors and logos, stuff like that. So, I really like a Jurassic Park Land Explorer, actually made out of Lego, or any of the Jurassic Park responders, or the little, the gyrosphere, stuff like that. But let's move on to the audio for this game. They use a lot of clips from the movies, at least until Jurassic World comes around. Then it's a little bit more direct. But it's weird because, like I mentioned in the previous segment, certain things happen out of order. And I noticed this especially with Jurassic Park, because that's the one I've probably seen the most. There's a scene just outside the raptor pen where John Hammond's telling Grant and all them, "What are you doing?" And he does that little head tilt, and he's like, "Feeding them." And you see Tim and Lex run up, and they're like, "Grandpa!" I'm like, no, that section doesn't happen here. That happens inside the visitor center when they're going up the stairs and they bowl over John Hammond. And it's little things like that that I have noticed. And the audio, it seems like it's up and down, up and down. And it's almost like you can hear them turning down the music so the dialogue comes through. And the music. Let's talk about the music. Man, I hope you like the Jurassic Park theme, because holy crap, they're going to shove that down your throats. And it's not to say that the score is bad for any of the Jurassic Park movies and or the game. It's just they use a lot of the same things over and over and over again. And you get samples from the voice actors, or the actors performing their role. So if you've ever wanted to hear Jeff Goldblum's laugh 1,000 times, you will. But like I said, the audio seems out of place at times. And I don't know, I guess I'd much rather they speak Legolese than take samples from the movie. But it's neither here nor there. It's not that it's bad. It just seems odd. And it's something that you are going to think, you're going to have to try it hard not to notice it. And I know that's kind of an oxymoron there, or a paradox, but you're going to notice it, especially with the music. So let's talk about multiplayer slash extras. So collecting everything to unlock like 100 characters is actually kind of cool. Like, you can unlock Dennis Nedry in his Costa Rica outfit. You can unlock John Hammond in his pajamas from the beginning of The Lost World. And, you know, all sorts of other things. There actually is some DLC you can buy for this game, which I actually did, which actually sped things up in free play mode, because I got a chance to have some abilities early on that some of my characters didn't have. So it does help a little bit. Plus, you do get a couple more vehicles as well. The real charm here is to be playing this, like I said, in free play mode, because you can just wander around and do what you want. However, though, navigating the world is a little strange. Like, it's basically one huge connected hub world, but you can only access certain areas after you've unlocked them. Like, to get to, like, for example, off the start, you can go to Jurassic Park, and you can go to Jurassic World, right? You go from the helipad, you go left, or you go right. Then you can take the helicopter to get the Isla Sorna, or the Lost World, and by extension, Jurassic Park 3, you have to take by getting a boat there. And it's just, it's kind of a pain in the ass. You can't play the movies in any order you want, really. That would have been nice. But there are other little things about this game that kind of annoy me. There's one type of creature, which, if you remember one of the movies, one of the guys gets ambushed by a bunch of these little, dinosaurs, the Compies, the Procompsis, I can't pronounce it. Either way, in the first novel, they kill Hammond when he falls down a hill. Even though he doesn't really die, Michael Crichton himself retconned it in The Lost World. But here, there are these annoying little creatures, and they never stop spawning. Which means when you're trying to explore an area to collect all the studs, these things will just annoy the ever-living piss out of you. And it kind of sucks, though, because they're really, really annoying. It's not that they can't be beaten. It's the fact that they're so small and they're hard to hit. And it does kind of take away from some of the enjoyment for me. Now, when I talk about my feelings being split on this game is by no means bad. It really isn't. It's just the fact that it's such an odd choice, because almost all the characters you unlock are human, and the abilities are just kind of bland. However, though, that being said, playing as dinosaurs is really fun. I mean, being able to run around as Star-Lord's Raptor Squad is kind of cool, or playing as a baby Triceratops, or a Dilophosaur, or the Brachiosaur, stuff like that. That's really cool. And to have the scale and scope of some of these creatures is kind of neat, too. And playing as, like, a Stegosaurus, one of my all-time favorite dinosaurs, it's a lot of fun. And there's a lot to unlock here. In fact, this game wouldn't be that hard to get all the achievement points or trophies for if you're willing to put the time in. It's just, I don't know whether this is the Jurassic Park game I'd necessarily recommend for kids. Because you unlock just a lot of nameless people. Like, who the hell is Kathy Bowman? Or AJ Sondi, or whatever the hell his name is, from The Lost World. I know he's in the movie. I know that. Or Roland Tembo. I know who these people are because I've seen the movies. Kids, not so much. A lot of these movies came out long before a lot of these kids were alive or cognizant enough to even care. So I feel like this is a Lego game for adults to introduce their kids to the world of Jurassic Park 2. But only after they've seen Jurassic World, though. They gotta see the new movie to, I think, care about the old ones. I think, anyway. So would I recommend this game? Well, that depends. If your kid loves dinosaurs and the movies, then yes. If they're fairly new to the franchise, see what they say after viewing Jurassic World. And if they're super hype, yeah, check it out. For everybody else, I might say wait for a price drop in this. Because, like me, I like collecting the Lego games. I think a lot of them are a lot of fun. In fact, I'm more hyped for Lego Dimensions than I probably should be. The fact that I can have the Doctor and Homer Simpson in one game, holy shit. But still, yeah, so that's my final recommendation. Maybe give this game a rent first. Like, there are services like GameAccess.ca or Gamefly, which will allow you to go out and do that. So that's what I'm going to say. And one final thing. because you can unlock a lot of characters and vehicles, it's kind of fun that you can have Jeff Goldblum and William H. Macy together in a cop car chasing down a dinosaur. So if you want to live out your buddy cop movie fantasies with Jeff Goldblum and William H. Macy, you can make that happen. I know most of this game for me was the Jeff Goldblum driving simulator, and I'm okay with that. Anyway, guys, next time on Rad, I'm not sure what's coming up. I might be looking at J All-Stars, a cool fighting game with some anime characters. So, looking forward to downloading that on the PS4 and the Vita, hopefully. So, anyway, guys, until next time, I've been Mike the Birdman Dodd saying, live free or die hard. And remember, we spare no expense.